This is Walter Cronkite reporting with news and analysis on the CBS Radio Network. How serious is the Watergate affair? One measure of its gravity, a large number of congressmen are thinking, and a handful are even talking in public, about the possibility of impeaching the president if subsequent revelations should implicate him personally in the case. A look at impeachment, then, in just a moment. As if Senate and grand jury probes weren't enough, a congressman has announced he'll move later this week to start a separate House inquiry into Watergate. But the congressman, California Democrat John Moss, says this investigation would be different because it could just possibly lead to the impeachment of the President of the United States. That, of course, is a move only the House could make. Simultaneously, Library of Congress researchers report they've received at least 50 inquiries by congressmen on the hows and whys of impeachment. This is the only way a president could be removed from office for misconduct. Impeachment is actually another word for indictment. Under the federal Constitution, the House of Representatives has the exclusive power to impeach or indict the president, the vice president, and other federal officers by a simple majority vote, whereupon the Senate tries the case as if it were a court. If the president is the defendant, the U.S. Chief Justice would preside. Selected House members would act as prosecutors. The defendant has the right to counsel. Both sides may present witnesses and evidence, and the defense has the right to cross-examination. It takes two-thirds of the senators present to convict. On conviction, the defendant automatically is removed from office. A convicted defendant also could face other normal criminal proceedings, with other penalties, such as fine or imprisonment, following his removal from office. Only one U.S. president has been impeached to date, Andrew Johnson in 1868, although there were abortive moves in the House to impeach two others. Johnson, of course, escaped conviction in the Senate by only a single vote. Considering other federal offices as well as the presidency, impeachment proceedings have been initiated in the House about 50 times. Of these, only 12 reached the Senate, and only 4 resulted in convictions, all of federal judges. One of these was convicted in 1933, the last time an impeachment was voted by the House. In fact, Congress uses this awesome tool so rarely that there are still many unanswered questions about it. Chief among them is the grounds for impeachment. The Constitution says treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, which covers a lot of territory. In fact, there's evidence the framers of the Constitution intended to permit impeachment even when the defendant had violated no specific law, solely on political grounds, as part of the system of checks and balances between the legislative and executive branches. But early in the 19th century, strict constructionists established the principle against impeachment without an indictable offense. And President Johnson was acquitted in part because his supporters argued he actually had broken no law. However, even though they're supposed to be legal proceedings, past impeachment trials, including Johnson's, have been blatantly political, with senators openly behaving as political partisans rather than as impartial judges. In fact, using the Senate, an elective body, as a forum to try an official of the executive branch almost guarantees a political dispute. And if that official turns out to be the president, the resulting political dispute almost certainly would shake the entire nation right to its foundations. This is Walter Cronkite reporting for CBS News.